Monday, July 12. The Clink Season 5 is back.
At 13, that's kind of when I discovered marijuana. And, you know, marijuana has always kind of been my drug of choice.
With Seth Ferranti.
I think for me, getting into drugs, it kind of made me feel, you know, like I was kind of, you know, on that outlaw stage, you know, and I kind of romanticized it a lot. You know, like I was that counterculture rebel or whatever.
LSD kingpin.
Whatever type of business. I mean, it could be drugs, it could be whatever. But, you know, you want to get your capital up, and then you want to get as close to the source as possible so you can get the cheapest price.
Top 15 fugitive.
Yeah, no, I didn't even know I was like a top 15 most wanted until I got caught, right? Man, if I would have known you, I would have got you.
25 years in jail.
You can find, because look, dude, like my case was the United States of America versus Seth Ferranti. And then when I was thinking, like, I need to leave, I need to disappear, you know, I need to make it so Seth Ferranti doesn't exist. You know, I started formulating this plan, you know, and the plan was basically, I'm going to fake my suicide. The headline after 2 weeks, it was like the U.S. Attorney's Office is like, prosecutors say LSD kingpin suicide is a hoax. And I was like, what? So I went from like elation, you know, that I got this plan off, to like deflated in like 2 weeks, right? You know, film to me is like, you know, I was a writer in prison. I wrote a bunch of books. And film to me is kind of like the next logical step, like in the evolution as a writer. So, you know, I came out with that in mind.
Listen, right. Follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts free.
My persona that I developed, I was like the fucking crazy white boy like you didn't want to fuck with.